Hello, parents and educators. My name is Queen Hudson, and today is Sunday, November 18th, 2018. Welcome to my podcast, Traumatic Times. On this episode of Traumatic Times, we're going to talk about the relationship between childhood trauma and cognitive development. It may not surprise you to learn that there is a significant amount of research on this topic within the body of literature. Of course, today we're going to be discussing some very serious and often very heartbreaking issues. However, this episode is going to explain to you as parents and educators just how detrimental traumatic experiences during childhood can be. As parents and educators, we have a love of children and we always want what is best for a child to really thrive and succeed throughout his or her lifetime. This episode may be a tough one to listen to, but I hope you all take away some important information regarding the relationship between childhood trauma and cognitive development that has been illuminated through research. When I set out to discern the relationship between exposure to trauma during childhood and lifetime cognitive development and patterns, I had one primary research question in mind. The research question that this podcast episode will address is as follows. What relationship exists between exposure to traumatic or stressful experiences during childhood and cognitive development? This research question broke down into distinct questions and facets related to cognitive development. The broken down questions include what relationships does childhood trauma have with biological aspects of cognitive development? What relationships does childhood trauma have with cognitive capabilities? And what relationships does childhood trauma have with mental illness? Parents and educators, let's get started with some research regarding childhood trauma and biological aspects of cognitive development. Exposure to trauma during childhood has been linked to several biological aspects and hallmarks of cognitive development. During my examination of the body of literature, I came across a study that posits that experiences with childhood trauma are actually linked to the impaired development of certain areas of the brain. The study completed by a group of researchers, Anderson and others in 2008, show that hippocampal volume is related to sexual abuse during childhood. One quote from the results section of the study states that density of abuse at index stage 3 to 5 years old was associated with reduced volume. List recall and intracranial volume were positively correlated with hippocampal volume. Density of abuse at stage 11 to 13 years old was marginal. This quote appears on page 292 on the Anderson and others 2008 study. Let me further illuminate the meaning of this result for all the parents and educators listening. The research found that children were sexually abused when they were very, very young, between ages 3 and 5, showed reduced hippocampal volume seen by an MRI. Sexual abuse is an incredibly traumatic experience for a child, and this trauma is associated with physical, biological impairment of the hippocampus, which is the part of the brain that deals with many cognitive areas, such as memory. The results also show that early abuse is more heavily associated with this biological result. To expand on this point, another study conducted in 2014 by researchers Bellis and Zisk claims that exposure to childhood trauma is linked to cognitive impairment on a biological base. These two studies that we have just discussed really show that exposure to trauma during childhood is related to tangible biological abnormalities and impairments in brain regions associated with cognitive development. Research also shows that childhood trauma has a link with the cognitive capabilities area of cognitive development. One group of researchers, Maher and others, published work in 2010 regarding trauma being associated with cognitive defects. These researchers had a sample size of 47 healthy adults for the study, who had each experienced some degree of childhood trauma. The researchers tested cognitive skills and assessed severity of childhood trauma. Results revealed that distinct types of trauma were generally associated with certain cognitive defects. Emotional abuse correlated with some degree of impairment in spatial working memory performance. Physical abuse or physical neglect was also associated with some impairment in working memory performance, as well as impairment with patterns recognition memory. Results also show that sexual abuse was associated with WRAT-3 scores. However, this was not statistically significant. The group of researchers concluded that physical neglect and emotional abuse can be related to some cognitive impairment later in life. Parents and educators, while we have already discussed some interesting findings within the body of research, there's a lot more to talk about. Another research group, Strathern and others, 2001, showed that even neglect as a form of childhood trauma is related to slow cognitive development. The group led by Strathern in 2001 conducted research on over 300 infants and followed them until they were 4 years old. Of these infants, 15% were sent to Child Protective Services for neglect or other forms of maltreatment. At 4 years of age, those children that were sent to Child Protective Services for neglect scored worse on the cognitive index than children that were not sent to Child Protective Services. Infants who were exposed to more neglect showed a progressive decline in cognitive function over the course of study. The Strathern study, conducted in 2001, again shows the negative association between childhood trauma and cognitive capabilities. On the same point regarding cognitive capabilities, a more recent study conducted in 2016 by Denise and others concluded that childhood trauma is linked to these deficits and impairments in cognitive capability and performance. I will read a quote from the Denise study from 2016. Individuals exposed to childhood victimization had pervasive impairments on clinically relevant cognitive functions, including general intelligence, executive functioning, processing speed, memory, perceptual reasoning, and verbal comprehension in adolescence and adulthood. Let's delve into that quote for a moment, listeners. Cognitive capability in a wide variety of areas is showing impairment, and this impairment is related to the experience of trauma during childhood. Listeners, the research on the negative association between childhood trauma and impairment with cognitive capabilities is really prolific. I'll present one more study to help really showcase this association. Emotional regulation is one area under the umbrella of cognitive capability. A study completed in 2018 by researchers Dunn and others examined emotional dysregulation and how it is related to trauma during childhood. The researchers found that exposure to trauma had the strongest association with emotional dysregulation when the trauma occurred during middle childhood. Here's a quote from the Dunn and others 2018 study, which appears on page 869. Participants exposed to trauma at any age had higher emotion dysregulation scores than their unexposed peers. However, participants first exposed to child maltreatment or interpersonal violence during middle childhood had higher emotion dysregulation scores relative to those first exposed during other developmental stages. These developmental timing differences were detected even after controlling for socio-demographic factors, exposure to other trauma, and frequency of exposure to trauma. Once again, we can really see the association between childhood trauma and this particular area of cognitive capability. Parents and educators, we have really seen some adverse association with childhood trauma and biological aspects of cognitive development, as well as with cognitive capabilities. My research also looked into the relationship of childhood trauma and mental illness. Mental illness is related to cognitive development, and I believe it is really crucial to get a feel for what association exists in this sense. One interesting finding with childhood trauma is a positive correlation between experiences of childhood trauma and later life experiences with the substance use disorder. Researchers Adlati and Crank in 2016 set out to see if cognitive issues could be partially explanatory for this association between childhood trauma and substance abuse. So, many individuals that suffer childhood abuse, stress, or trauma go on to develop issues with addictive substances. The researchers hypothesized that cognitive defects that are associated with childhood trauma may play a role in this interaction. One quote from the study reads, "CM, or child maltreatment, exerts negative effects on cognitive abilities, including intellectual performance, memory, attention, and executive function. The researchers concluded that because of this association between cognitive development and childhood trauma, there's also the association with childhood trauma in heightened instances of substance abuse. These cognitive factors that will play a mediating role are associated with impairment when childhood trauma is considered, and it follows that this helps explain this other association in question about trauma and substance abuse. Additionally, childhood trauma experiences are associated positive with experiences of anxiety and anxiety disorders. In 2001, researchers Heim and Nirmoff hypothesized that childhood stress can result in an increased interaction to further stress throughout the lifetime, resulting in instances of anxiety disorders. So, at the fundamental, this piece of research tells that children who are exposed to stress and trauma early in life may have increased reactions to stress throughout the lifetime. There is a real definitive association between childhood trauma and anxiety later in life. Another study from 2005 from researcher Van der Kolk really addressed just how detrimental this association between childhood trauma and mental illness is. This piece of research makes it clear by drawing on other relevant findings that children that live through various forms of childhood trauma are likely to experience mental illness in their futures. On page 401 of the 2005 study, Van der Kolk actually states that childhood trauma, including abuse and neglect, is probably the single most important public health challenge in the United States. Childhood trauma has a positive correlation with mental illness. Mental illness is absolutely a public health issue. The Van der Kolk study can really bring this association into perspective. Parents and educators, of course, we realize childhood traumatic experiences have a slew of negative results, but when we read that quote from Van der Kolk, 2005, we can really see what kind of results this has in society. We can really see how monstrous the problem is. There is one more important study that I'd like to bring to your attention, listeners. Again, this study focuses on the association between trauma during childhood and mental illness. The study took place in 2005 by researchers Cook and others. One thing to note about this study is that it really is a massive literature review. The study synthesizes existing research and presents findings. I'll read one quote from the Cook and others 2005 study. A comprehensive review of the literature on complex trauma suggests 7 primary domains of impairment observed in exposed children: attachment, biology, affect regulation, dissociation, as in alterations in consciousness, behavior regulation, cognition, and self-concept. As we can see, trauma has a link with biological concepts, cognitive concepts, and many concepts that relate to mental illness, such as behavior issues and self-concept issues. Well, families and educators, how can we conclude this episode of Traumatic Times? I've given some information that comes from the body of literature about the association between the experience of trauma during childhood and cognitive development. First, we looked at what relationship exists between these two concepts in a biological sense. We have seen that childhood trauma is associated with some biological cognitive facets, like reduced hippocampal volume and biological differences and abnormalities. We also spent time talking about how childhood trauma is linked to cognitive defects and impairment in terms of cognitive capabilities. Lastly, we looked at the link between childhood trauma and heightened experiences of mental illness. Talking about childhood trauma and its many facets, including abuse of all kinds, neglect, and childhood maltreatment, can be really tough. As parents and educators, our worst nightmare is seeing a child exposed to abuse or trauma. We have seen that there is a link between childhood trauma and a slew of adverse cognitive impairments. It feels empty to conclude this episode by just summarizing what we've talked about. When we talk about such a serious issue, we hope to see some kind of solution. There's absolutely room for more research, both on how to reduce the instances of childhood trauma that we see here in the United States and on how to mediate the damage that is related to childhood trauma. I would encourage listeners to look into further research on the subject to come up with plans and strategies for how to reduce child endangerment on a personal level and to address trauma when it appears. Parents and educators, we've talked about some really heavy issues today. Let's remain hopeful and take appropriate action if we are worried about a child. Let's not sweep childhood trauma under the rug. Let's recognize these links and vow to help children that are in danger. Educators, if you suspect that a child in your class is being abused, call someone. Say something. Let's not let children suffer in silence. Let's improve day by day until the issue ceases to be a huge public health threat, like Van Der Kalk says. Thank you for listening. This has been a hard episode of Traumatic Times, but let's be hopeful and do our part to reduce childhood trauma when we can. Until next time, listeners, thank you.